station sponsor.
The need for vital resources continues to rise. Meanwhile, the climate is warming and regions are becoming drier. We need new ways to support our increasing population while also conserving our rich biodiversity. Any ideas?
Every single day, science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
A special exhibition focused on celebrating and elevating Noongar voices, culture and creativity is now open at the Wanneroo Regional Museum. Featuring video interviews and artworks, Welcome to Country tells stories from the dreaming, the Wangara community, truth-telling and more. Head down to Wanneroo Regional Museum Mondays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or Saturdays, midday to 4 p.m. For more information, visit wanneroo.wa.gov.au/Wanneroo Gallery.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day.
You're drinking orange juice too.
Yep. Nice drop, don't you reckon?
Yeah, good colour. Excellent nose.
Yep, the choice for the discerning designated driver.
Good one.
I'm Davo, by the way.
Hey, Davo, Mike Hussey.
Yeah? Must be hell having the same name as a famous Aussie crit. Oh, jeez, you're the Mike Hussey, aren't you?
Just call me Huss, mate.
Oh, jeez, Huss.
Let me shout you another OJ.
Oh, they're free for designated drivers here, Huss.
I'll get you two then.
Oh, you're a legend.
A message from RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving.
Sponsorship of community radio is effective and it's incredibly cheap. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to 89.7 FM, the people, the music, the Pink Floyd with Time. You're listening to Back in the Day with me, Mark Bazarskas, and Jasmine in the studio tonight. Jasmine just letting me know that Time is indeed from Dark Side of the Moon. What's wrong? You're pointing, not speaking. Just use your words. No, you're not guest one, Jasmine. You're guest three. You are on. Trust me. You are pointing to the incorrect button. Anyway, you are listening to 89.7 FM. Big thank you to Derek Crum for his fantastic, as always, Play the Blues show. You're looking at me like I'm doing something wrong, and I've got no idea.
The colours are different.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Trust me, you're guest three.
Okay.
We're professionals here at 89.7 FM. My word. Welcome to Back in the Day. Big thank you to Derek Crum for his fantastic, as always, Play the Blues show. Derek won't be back next week, but Robin's going to be in the studio.
How exciting. Love Robin.
We love Robin here at 89.7 FM, and we know the listeners do as well. It's going to be fantastic to hear Robin with her version of Play the Blues next Sunday night from 6 p.m. I hope Derek has a fantastic week off. We'll see him again in a fortnight's time. What are we doing tonight, Jasmine?
Playing some music.
We're playing some music. We're reliving the past. We're hoping that you're all relaxed, and we hope that we contribute to your relaxedness.
Getting nostalgic tonight.
Getting nostalgic. Starting, of course, with Pink Floyd with Time. I said in our little Facebook promo post that we were going to play something weird. And so Jasmine took that literally. And
never. I would never take things literally.
Never take anything literally. And so has decided that the first song we should introduce tonight is a song by the Cartoons.
Yes.
It's called Witch Doctor. I think everyone had this on some kind of kids' music album.
100%. I did say we were getting nostalgic.
Yes. Kids' album compilations. Here it is. It's Witch Doctor. It's the Cartoons. It's the people, the music, the 89.7 FM. Thanks for listening, everyone. Why don't you send us a text, 0418 897 897. Let us know what you're up to this Sunday. We'll see you in a couple.
Hey, Witch Doctor, give us the magic words.
All right. You go ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla, ping-bang.
All right.
Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla, bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla, bang-bang.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me
Across Carrabooter, Tapping and Woodvale. Local info and today's best music. 89.7 FM.
The loop with what's happening in your community. Visit station sponsor City of Joondalup's website at joondalup.wa.gov.au and subscribe to an e-newsletter. You'll find everything you need to know about community, events, updates and job vacancies. Register today for this free service.
Sponsorship of community radio is effective and it's incredibly cheap. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au.
It is possible to stop using drugs.
We can help.
Call Narcotics Anonymous, 1300 652 820.
Or look us up on the web, na.org.au.
Young heart.
Time Has Come Today, a hit single by the American psychedelic soul group known as the Chambers Brothers. You're listening to 89.7 FM. It's Back in the Day with me, Mark Bazarskas, and Jasmine in the studio. What did you think of the Chambers Brothers? Time Has Come Today.
It's one I've never heard before, honestly, but I do dig a little bit of psychedelic rock from time to time.
Indeed. They were best known for that song, the Chambers Brothers. The version I played you was only about 5 minutes long. Just short of 5 minutes, which was the radio edit of sorts. The original version and the version that Chambers Brothers fans are most familiar and fond of is 11 minutes.
Is it just more of them saying time?
It possibly is just more of them saying time. I'm not sure. If you're in any wonder still as to what the secret theme of today's episode of Back in the Day is, it's time.
To reveal it?
Well, no, it's just time. It's just on about time, with time in the title. It's not really a theme at all.
It's a timely release of the secret theme.
Of the secret theme, yes. And definitely the Chambers Brothers let everyone know in no uncertain terms.
We might have to come up with some better time puns between now and the hour ending.
Well, we're going to play some longer songs, which is also a bit of a time thing, perhaps. We've got one by Richard Harris coming up very, very shortly. I know it's a song that you're very fond of.
It is, and I think everyone will know what we're playing by saying that. He only really has the one song that people play.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Poor Dumbledore only has one song. He's one and done.
It's coming up. We've also got songs by Chicago, The Guess Who, Cyndi Lauper. We've got some new music by a local artist who was on The Voice.
Oh.
That's in my segment where it's retro to learn things. So it's a new song, but it's retro because it's new and you're remembering what it was like the first time you heard something. I'm working on
the
description of it, trying to get it into an elevator pitch. But anyway, we've also got Turnstile. Remember Turnstile?
Yes.
They're
I'm not convinced. No, I'm not certain.
Local Perth group that loved a good Casio keyboard.
Probably before my time.
A little bit maybe, but it's worth visiting back in our segment about old Perth groups groups from yesteryear.
We do love our local music regardless of when it came out.
We definitely do. So that's some local music that's coming. Fairport Convention. I apologize. I'm looking forward to hearing that song. Even some Huey Lewis in the news.
Yes.
And a bit of Muse.
Oh, bring me
just
some
for
news.
Just for rhyming's sake, more than anything.
Huey Lewis the news into the Muse.
But there's heaps coming up over the next 2 hours, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to 89.7 FM. By all means, please send us a text on our text line 0418 897 897. Splatto's coming up after the 8:40 break, but courtesy of Richard Harris, we're going to be you're not going to hear us for a little while, so we'll see you in 10 minutes or so. Right now is a song from the 1988 film Buster.
Have I seen Buster?
I don't know if you've seen Buster. It's about I was about to misspeak. What is Buster about? Buster, it's about Buster Edwards, a petty criminal from the East End in 1963 London. His long-suffering wife, June, thinks of him as a lovable rogue. There you go. And Buster is played by Phil Collins.
Oh, exciting.
And Philip Collins is the person that's about to sing this song.
Love that for him. What a good career he's had.
Absolutely. We do love Phil. And here is Two Hearts by Phil Collins from the Buster soundtrack.
Thanks, Phil.
You're listening to 89.7 FM.
She In Belden, Pearsall and Merriwa. Your local station, 89.7 FM.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages, and we're pressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no. There will be another dream for me. Someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun. After all the loves in my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose. I desire, and my passion flow like rivers through the sky. And after all the loves
in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
We're not shy about bringing you the classics here on Back in the Day, 89.7 FM. Richard Harris with MacArthur Park. Jasmine, one of your favourites.
I do really love this. This is one my my dad used to play for me, actually.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah. It was composed in 1967, did you know? And it features in a film just released about 2 weeks ago.
It does,
very
yes.
Epic scene in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
The well-anticipated Beetlejuice sequel.
Yes, indeed. Go and see it. Absolutely, because it's a very good film. But also look out for MacArthur Park in it.
Can I just make one note on Beetlejuice, though? Or Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice? Is that Tim Burton's basically said that he doesn't think he's making a third. But what a missed opportunity to make Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Well, and have everyone say it and get Beetlejuice is showing up right now. Ah! You can't say that, Jasmine. You can't say Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Oh, whoa, almost went there. Anyway, I want to tell you about MacArthur Park because you don't just play an 8-minute song and not talk about it a bit afterwards.
No, so, tell me more.
It was written and composed by Jimmy Webb in the summer and fall of 1967. That's how long the song is. It took him 2 seasons to write it.
Wow.
Usually songs that is written in a few hours, a few days, tops, 2 seasons from MacArthur Park.
I mean, not bad for a song that's widely criticised as having some of the worst writing of all time.
I reckon it's brilliant. Anyway,
I do too.
The inspiration for the song was his relationship and breakup with Susie Horton. MacArthur Park in Los Angeles was where the couple would occasionally meet for lunch and spent their most enjoyable times together. Now, during an interview back in 2014, Webb explained that everything in the song was visible. There's nothing in it that's fabricated. The old men playing checkers by the trees, the cake that was left out in the rain, all of the things that are talked about in the song are things I actually saw. And so it's kind of musical collage of this whole love affair that kind of went down in MacArthur Park. Back then, I was kind of like an emotional machine, like whatever was going on inside me would bubble out of the piano and onto paper. Now, you might be wondering, that's the writer of the song. How does famous actor Richard Harris get on board?
Does Dumbledore get on board?
MacArthur Park was first recorded by Richard Harris after he met the composer at a fundraiser in East Los Angeles in late 1967. Webb had been invited to provide the musical backdrop at the piano. Out of the blue, Harris, who had just starred in the film Camelot and had performed several musical numbers in it, suggested to Webb that he wanted to release a record. At first, Webb did not take Harris seriously, but later he received a telegram from Harris requesting that Webb come to London and make a record. Webb flew to London and played Harris a number of songs for the project, but none seemed to fit Harris for his pop music debut. The last song that Webb played for Harris was MacArthur Park.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and history was made, just like that. You are listening to Back in the Day on 89.7 FM. We can't do any of this without our much-loved sponsors. So please listen to this sponsor break, and then you're going to have a song, and then I'm very much looking forward to Splatto's This Week in Music History and Song of the Week. He's got some ripper information for us. We'll see you shortly. Hope you're having fun. Hope you're relaxing. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
Give your business a unique position right here. For more information on how 89.7 FM can grow your business, go to 89.7fm.com.au.
89.7 FM.
The Community File.
Want to give back to your community? Volunteer with Citizen Advocacy and make a difference in the life of someone with an intellectual disability. Build a unique friendship by spending time with them, truly listening, and being a supportive presence in their life. If you are interested in volunteering, or if you know someone with an intellectual disability who might benefit from having a friend, contact Citizen Advocacy on 9445 9991, or visit citizenadvocacy.org.au and make a positive impact in someone's life today.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Chicago, does anybody really know what time it is? A song that kind of fits in with the theme of back in the day, this Sunday evening, which is just very lazily songs about time or that feature time in the title. Before Chicago, you heard a wonderful message from our sponsors, so please support those sponsors and support 89.7 FM however you can. We always need volunteers. We always need new program hosts. Hey, why don't you host a show on this very radio station? You could be doing this. If you heard the opening to today's show, trust me, you know anyone can do this. Anyway, speaking of anybody, I have anybody on the phone right now. Splatto, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Splatto. I've checked your crib notes or whatever they might be called. I'm very much looking forward to your week in music history. First of all, have you had a good week?
Yes, indeed, yep.
Yeah, all except for about 10 minutes yesterday when GWS threw it in against the Swans.
That's it. What a great for the first half, but yeah, couple of early missed shots at goal in the first quarter cost them.
Yeah, as it always is. That's all right. I think they'll bounce back next week, although that's going to be a cracker of a match against Brisbane, that's for sure.
That's it.
Yes. Anyway, this week in music history, Splato, why don't you hit us with your best shot?
I will. Starting September 2, 1964, the Rolling Stones recorded their version of the Willie Dixon song Little Red Rooster at Regent Sound Studios in London. If you remember back when we hosted the Derek's Blues show, we actually played that song a few months ago now, it was.
Yes, yes. Speaking of memory, sorry, I just realized I did not back announce that last shot song, or did I? It was Chicago with Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? From their first album, Chicago Transit Authority. Sorry about that.
That's all right, back in about 69.
69, the album was released, and that specific song was released as a single in 1970.
Yeah, cool.
Sorry, mate.
No, that's good, yeah. I'm a Chicago fan, so I'm happy for you to play them. Great song. So, September 3, 1966, singer-songwriter Donovan went to number one on the US singles chart with his song Sunshine Superman.
I do love a bit of Sunshine Superman.
It was the title track to his third album, and it also made it to number two in both Australia and the UK. So, worldwide hit, that one.
Indeed.
September 3, 1983, UB40 scored their first number one single in the UK with a cover of Neil Diamond's Red Red Wine. That song also reached number one in Australia and the US. So, got the big hits coming out this week.
Splato, without a question without notice, sorry to cut you off. Do you know how well Neil Diamond's Red Red Wine went, like the original version? Is that popular?
I wouldn't know offhand. I could probably
It's all right. Sorry about the question without notice.
It's
hit
fine.
Me. Yeah.
He wrote a few songs that got covered. Now,
he did.
The Monkees covered a few of his songs as well and turned them into hits before he, became a hit maker in his own right.
Crunchy granola.
That's it. And all the rest.
And Crack the rest, Rosie. Yeah. Absolutely.
And, of course, Sweet Caroline, the karaoke favourite to this day. Anyway, back to the
You're getting my memory juices flowing now.
I'm
all distracted.
September 4, 1954, to coincide with the release of his second Sun Records single, Good Rocking Tonight, Elvis Presley, along with his backup musicians Bill Black and Scotty Moore, made his first appearance at the Grand Old Opry. So that's a quite famous venue,
A
country venue, but Elvis sort of started his crossover and became, the king of rock and roll from that point on, kind of thing. Another one of my favourite artists, September 4, 1982, the Steve Miller Band began a two-week run at the top of the Hot 100 in America with Abracadabra. And that single also reached number one in Australia and number two in the UK. And another big hit from September 5, 1964 that we've played before on our various shows. The Animals' House of the Rising Sun started a three-week run at number one on the Hot 100 in America. And the song reached number one in the UK and number two in Australia. It's hard to crack number one in Australia with some of these big songs, though.
It is weird. We're a weird bunch.
That's it. We just can't. We just got to keep them out until the next time. September 6, 1970, the Jimi Hendrix Experience performed their final show at the Open Air Love and Peace Festival in Germany. Less than 2 weeks later, the 27-year-old guitar virtuoso would be dead. So quite a sad event coming up in a few weeks. One of my favourite guitar players, obviously one of the greatest of all time.
Indeed.
Keith Moon died on September 7, 1978. He obviously joined The Who right from the beginning in 64, right through, he played until the 1978 Who Are You, which was released just 2 weeks before his death.
Yeah. Speaking of greatest of all time,
one of the great drummers.
If not the, yeah.
Exactly.
And we might have a Who song coming up in the second hour to honour that.
On the time theme or just?
No time theme. Yeah, just a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
September 7, 1981, Too Many Times by Mental as Anything entered the Aussie singles charts
Aussie
and would
stuff,
peak at number six. It was from their album called Cats and Dogs, which made it to number 3 in Australia earlier and actually made it to number 2 in New Zealand. So they crossed the Tasman with a hit album there back in the early 80s. So 1990, John Bon Jovi topped the Billboard Hot 100 with his debut single as a solo artist, Blaze of Glory, which I think you played last week.
I played that last week. That was one of last week's themes songs.
Yeah, it was from the Young Guns too. It also reached number 1 in Australia and number 2 in the UK. And it featured Jeff Beck on guitar. And finally, in terms of the week in rock history, September 8, 2003, David Bowie performed the world's first interactive concert from London's Riverside Studios. The show was broadcast to 21 cinemas around the globe where audience members could speak to the rock star and request songs via microphones linked to ISDN lines. So it was quite an interesting and first of an event.
He did a bit of that stuff, Bowie, didn't he? I think he released one of the first digital albums, released digitally, download before anything else.
He was definitely ahead of his time, and thought out of the box and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. The
birthday shout outs to Beyonce, who turned 43 on September 4.
Happy birthday, Beyonce.
That's it. I'm sure she listens every week.
She loves it.
Just like our mate Bob Dylan.
Yeah. I think sometimes they have like a little phone party and they'll just talk to each other while they're listening to Back in the Day.
Conference call.
Yeah, that's right.
And now turning to the song of the week, which I've chosen an Australian song this week. I haven't played an Australian one for a while, so I thought I'd go back down that path.
Way to go.
And it's one of my favourite Aussie songs, Hold On To Me by the Black Sorrows. And it was the lead single from their fifth studio album of the same name. The single was released on the 5th of September, 88. Only made it to number 41 on the charts, which is a bit surprising, but we know that the Australian charts are a fickle bunch. The top world acts only can get to number 2 and number 1, etc.
Absolutely. If House of the Rising Sun's only making number 2, getting number 41's not a bad effort.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
This was the group's first album to feature the vocals of the Bull Sisters, Vic and Linda.
Was it really? Oh, cool.
And the album reached number 7 on the ARIA chart, so a bit of a album kind of hit, and the single was still a great song. And you're going to play it for us now, I believe.
I absolutely am. You have a fantastic week, Splatter. Thank you very much again. Brilliant work. Good luck to your footy team next Saturday night, I believe, or Saturday perhaps.
And the Cats are through, so they'll...
Yeah, well, the Cats are waiting for you. The Cats are waiting for you in a prelim.
It could be a big game in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Anyhow, here is the Black Sorrows with Hold On To Me, Splatto's Song of the Week on 89.7 FM. Thanks for joining us, Splatto. He'll be back next week from 8:40. Have a good one, mate.
See ya. Thanks. See ya.
The stories, the rope and the bridge. date on her ever. Safe home at last. No getting back, dark sand. No flags have been.
Australia's own The Black Sorrows with Splatter's Song of the Week, Hold On To Me. What a great segment from Splatter. We love every Sunday night, 8:40, Splatter. Well, he doesn't come in the studio. I call him on his mobile.
He phones in to give us the education.
He does. He's got so much knowledge about music. I felt bad. I gave him a question without notice, but I was like, if anyone knows this, Splatter would know it. But it was a bit rough of me. I shouldn't do that going forward. Anyway, that's the end of the first hour. Believe it or not, the next hour is absolutely cram jam full of some of the best hits of all time. We're going to start off with some Coldplay. We got David Bowie and Mick Jagger to celebrate David Bowie's news that Spotify gave, 2003, the first ever interactive concert. I'm going to play a song by a Perth group called Turnstile and a new song by a Perth artist called Sam McGovern. Then we've got classic hits from Fairport Convention, Huey Lewis in the News, Cyndi Lauper, The Guess Who, Muse. We're going to even have a song by The Who. So we've got The Who and The Guess Who all in the 1 hour. Some people say it can't be done, but at 89.7 FM, anything, absolutely anything is possible.
Horton would love it.
Horton would love it because he'll be hearing all The Who's. The Guess Who, The Who, The Whovians.
Are there other Who's? Are we Mr. Who?
Doctor Who, maybe?
Write in. Let us know if you're Mr. Who.
Yeah, if we're Mr. Who, let us know. 0418-897-897. Anyhow, here's another word from some more sponsors. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you in the next hour.
Hey, this is Joel from Eskimo Joe for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. On tour, we love seeing punters at a gig having a great time. And because we play a lot of pubs, that usually involves a lot of drinks. What we'd hate to see is one of our fans trying to drive home after they'd been drinking. So before you go to a gig, plan ahead, share a taxi or arrange a designated driver who won't drink. The life you save might be your own.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
89.7 FM.
The Community File.
The Karrinup Writers Club is one of the longest-running local community writing groups in Western Australia. The club is celebrating its 40th anniversary in August 2025 and is currently compiling stories from past and present members into a celebratory anthology. Karrinup Writers is looking to hear from any past members of the community who would like to share their experiences with the organisers. They may even have stories they would like to include in the anthology. Committee members are happy to meet in person or chat over the phone. They're also keen to hear from relatives or previous members who have passed away. If you are interested and can help in any way, please email karrinupwriters, all one word, lowercase, at gmail.com. That email again is karrinupwriters@gmail.com.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to 89.7 FM. The people, the music, the skeletons in the closet everywhere. You should see this place. It's fantastic. It's like Halloween, 365 days of the year, 89.7 FM. You're listening to Back in the Day. It's the second hour of Back in the Day with me, Mark Pazarskas. Jasmine's here in the studio doing some research for next week. She really wants the secret theme next week to be some of the worst songs of all time. I'm trying very hard to convince her that playing the worst music of all time in a show where we claim to play the best music of all time is some kind of paradox or...
Hear me out, though. Hear me out.
Yes.
These are some of the best songs of all time. They're just things that some of the critics have called the worst things of all time.
Okay.
And we don't love the critics.
Well, we don't love the critics, but you know what the critics love?
What do the critics love?
They love Coldplay, and that was a Coldplay song called Clocks that you've just heard. Guess what album Clocks is from? Because I had to look it up. I should know more about Coldplay.
I'm going to be honest. I've blanked and cannot remember a single Coldplay album. I know every song. Cannot name an album.
That's all right. It's off their 2003 album, I want to say. Yeah. No, 2002 album. I apologize to Coldplay and all of the Coldplay fans. A Rush of Blood to the Head.
That does ring some bells.
It rings a lot of bells, sort of like A Rush of Blood to the Head, but yeah.
I think Coldplay very much came in on that era where albums stopped being as important as they used to be.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, so trying to remember every album for every song gets a bit difficult.
Yeah, as soon as we started being able to download things. Mm. Not that you should do that, kids.
A bit of music streaming, we forget what albums things are from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Long gone are the days of listening to an entire album in its concept entirety.
No, yes. Mm. Which is sad because...
It is a little sad. Yeah,
nothing used to be nothing better than chucking on an album, laying on your bed, looking through the notes and in the, you know...
Look at the visuals,
the pictures and the lyrics and things.
And these poor artists who put so much time and effort into, you know, deciding what song gets played when and how each song leads into another. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's a lost art.
Yeah, it is a lost art. Hopefully it'll come back somehow.
Hmm.
Somehow, some way. Anyway, Clocks, speaking of themes... Still not sold on next week's theme with Jasmine's idea, by the way, everyone, so don't panic. But this week's theme is time, and Clocks fits in quite nicely with time. We do themes, we do interviews, well, not interviews with Splatto, we do just conversations with Splatto. That could be a documentary series, Conversations with Splatto. Anyway.
I'm seeing a podcast.
A podcast, maybe, yeah. Could do that. Yeah. You can record podcasts here at 89.7 FM, didn't you know? We have a studio set up that if you've got a podcast idea, nothing to do with the radio station, we've just got the facilities. You can come in, book some time, and record your podcast in some of the most excellent equipment known to humankind. Don't just record your podcast on your mate's equipment or your phone or anything like that. Don't hire any of those expensive studios. Come to your local community radio station, 89.7 FM, and book some podcast recording time.
Yeah, even better, you might be able to hang out with us while you do it.
You might, especially if you do it on a Sunday night. message the radio station via the website, 89.7fm.com.au, to organise that, and we'll love to have you. So, anyway, we also do a segment. I'm trying to introduce a segment. Remember back in the day, Perth's local music scene. And back in the late 90s and early noughties, there was a group called Turnstile, who were huge in the Perth music scene. Loved their little keyboards and made some really great music. Were very popular with the, you know, university high school kids, so made the Hottest 100s and all that kind of stuff. Here's a song from, I believe, 1998. I hope I'm correct here. I think I've already made a mistake. It's a song by Turnstile from that era. It's called Spray Water on the Stereo.
Well, sounds like a bad idea, honestly.
It's a bad idea. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Just listen to the song. Because if you spray water on the stereo, you might not be able to listen to the song. So give this a listen. I hope it brings back memories. Why don't you send us a message, 0418 897 897, and let us know what your thoughts on Turnstile are. We're bringing Turnstile back. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
I fell out with a can always on. Gold on 89.7 FM.
Okay, Tokyo,
South America.
Things and I talk often of my love of many a thing, but I really love that song. I could play Dancing in the Street by Mick Jagger and David Bowie every single show if I was allowed.
Honestly, you could probably play it for 2 hours straight every single show if you were allowed
to. How good is it? I love that song. Originally became popular in 1964 when recorded by Martha and the Vandellas. It was written by a few people, but one of them was Marvin Gaye. I never knew that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's been recorded by so many people. Mamas and the Papas released a version. Van Halen released a version. The Kinks, The Grateful Dead.
Hmm.
And, of course, that version, which I love so much, by David Bowie and Mick Jagger. You can play a lot of games with that song, that version of the song. A lot of like, what was going on around that time? So it's curious. It's a fun song. I love it. But there's Mick Jagger and David Bowie were having some interesting things going on in their lives, I reckon, when they were making that film clip and recording that song.
I mean, to be fair, their whole lives were always very interesting.
Absolutely. So it's not, it's pretty safe to say that when they were recording this, it was interesting also. Speaking of interesting, this is another Jasmine song for those wanting to know. The Mountain Goats.
Yes.
Are coming up.
Thank you.
You love the Mountain Goats.
I do love the Mountain Goats.
And this is a song called The Legend of Chavo Guerra. Chavo Guerra, I believe.
Close enough.
Close enough indeed. I don't know anything about this song, and that's fine, because we just like playing good music sometimes. So here it is. It's the Mountain Goats the legend of Chavo Guerra. You're listening to 89.7 FM, Back in the Day with Mark and Jasmine.
Born down in El Paso, where the tumbleweeds blow, to the middleweight champ of all Mexico. Dad fought many bloody battles, and he raised four sons. Chavo was the oldest one. Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame. Rose pretty quickly to the top of the game. Defender of the downtrodden, king of the hill. Tag team champion with Al Madrill. Before a black and white TV in the middle of the night, I'm lying on the floor, I'm bathed in blue light. The telecast's in Spanish, I can understand some, and I need justice in my life. Here it comes. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Red Shoes Dugan, holding his arm high, all out of breath. I hated all of Chavo's enemies. I would pray nightly for their death. Descending like fire on the people who deserved it most. All was completely unknown outside of Texas and on the West Coast. He was my hero back when I was a kid. You let me down, but Chavo never once did. You called him names to try to get beneath my skin. Now your ashes are scattered on the wind. I heard his son got famous and he went nationwide. Coast to coast with his dad by his side. I don't know if that's true, but I've been told. It's real sweet to grow old. You look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope.
Sponsor.
Sally really loves your class, but she's lacking in confidence. She stopped doing her homework because, well, she says she's no good at it. What can we do to get her excited again?
Every single day, teacher education graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because of the wild.
of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. A surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower in the Toy Hall. On clear days, you thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles.
Bit of a creepy song, really, when you think of it. It's about a guy sort of saying, hey, I'm watching you. I can see for miles. I see what you're up to. Don't know if the intention is that the narrator or the singer is the bad guy. But from a kind of, you know, restraining order, stalking charge perspective, it's kind of creepy.
I mean, maybe it's just a nice little song about how he can see through government corruption.
No, not when you listen to the lyrics, it's not. It really isn't. It's all about some girl that he's watching.
Maybe the girl are the friends you make along the way.
Maybe. In prison. Because you've been stalking people. Anyway, that was The Who with I Can See For Miles. We played that as a tribute to Keith Moon, who passed away this last week, over 50 years ago now, perhaps actually 50 years ago. Spider mentioned it earlier, I forget the actual year, but very sad, very tragic, of course. Keith Moon, one of the greatest drummers of all time.
1978.
The Who, 1978, okay, so not 50 years ago. 46 years ago, give or take.
Close to.
Yes. And before The Who, you heard The Mountain Goats. The Legend of Chavo Guerrero.
For all the wrestling fans out there.
Hope you enjoyed that one. You're listening to Back in the Day on 89.7 FM. We're under new management. It's a bit of a time theme running through tonight's show. And currently we're in a bit of a Who-themed run as well, because we just had The Who, and now we're going to play the Guess Who. That's not a question. It's just the name of the Canadian group we're about to play a song from. The Guess Who. They had a song called No Time. It was released in 1969.
Nice.
Composed by guitarist Randy Bachman and lead singer Burton Cummings. Not to be confused with Bart Cummings, the famous horse trainer.
Come on, Burton.
Okay. Here's the Guess Who with No Time. Another song in our time-themed episode of Back in the Day. You're listening to 89.7 FM. Hope you've got some time, at least. No time's no fun. We want some time.
Seven FM.
The mess we're in, and all the city.
Very important, because that was an amazing song and people may want to know who it was. It was PJ Harvey and Tom York from Radiohead with a song called This Mess We're In. What a beautiful song. You're listening to 89.7 FM, back in the day. Jasmine?
Hello.
Hello. Any thoughts on This Mess We're In?
Oh, it's such a gorgeous song. I had to think at first who the vocals were, and I was like, I just couldn't remember. But Tom York does have very, 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 what's the right word there? Very obvious vocals. You know it's him from a mile away. But I think that song's entirely in his lower range. So, interestingly, not quite hitting the high notes he gets with Radiohead a lot. But, teaming up with, you know, PJ Harvey, two legends. Monsters in the indie scene. Which is a bit odd to say. Radiohead are a little more mainstream these days. But Tom York himself, quite an indie sound to him.
Yeah, and a bit of a recluse look about him as well. Like,
yeah.
If it was another age, he'd live under a bridge or something.
Probably, yeah.
Ask people questions if they wanted to cross said bridge.
Yeah, and I think that song is, it's a little gorgeous little take on the regret of, well, relationship regrets, really.
Oh, I thought it was about making a mess.
Maybe.
Yeah, just like, you know, you've got some chip packets lying around on the floor, some empty drink containers. No,
I think it's somewhat of an anti-love song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, fair enough. Before PJ Harvey and Tom York, you had the Guess Who with a song from 1969 called No Time, a song that was number one in Canada. That's where the Guess Who are from, so it kind of makes sense. It's time for the segment everyone knows and loves because I describe it so well. It's about that retro feeling. It's the retro feeling you get when you learn something new or discover something new because you remember first finding something new. I really have to work on it.
You're going to have to work on that.
Really have to work on it. Anyway, if you're driving down Stirling Highway towards Fremantle and you're in Netherlands or so, good luck. You're doing well for yourself if you're in that area because it's a beautiful area. There's a big billboard, and on that billboard is a bloke called Sam McGovern, and he's holding a sign that says what we're going to do. And it piqued my interest. I was like, what's this? And it says, you know, it's got some logos of various places you can listen to music. Turns out Sam McGovern is a local musical genius. He appeared on The Voice, which is a show we don't necessarily endorse him back in the day. But nonetheless, it's found some very decent musicians. And Sam McGovern is a very, very, very decent musician because What We're Gonna Do, which was only released a couple of weeks ago, is an absolute belter. If you love Jack Johnson, if you love John Butler, if you love, I've forgotten the name, Vance Joy, I think you're going to like this song. You're hearing it for the first time right here on Back in the Day. Jasmine,
I would like to just give a shout out to the marketing department, though, for how good of a job they did in picking your interest.
Oh, absolutely.
Good job, marketing department.
Yeah, get a billboard.
Yeah, get a promotion.
Yeah. How good's that? Anyway, Sam McGovern, What We're Going to Do, you're listening to 89.7 FM. We've got a request coming after the sponsor break. Soonish. Someone's been listening and putting in requests on the website.
Oh.
I know. Insane,
well,
right?
Hello to our number one listener.
Well, I don't know. I think they're number one because they've messaged us, but I don't know who they are. It could be anyone. It could be Sam McGovern.
It could be Sam McGovern if you're listening.
If you are.
Big fans.
He might be in the conference call with Beyonce and Bob Dylan. You never know. He's that good. He could be there one day. Anyway, here's Sam McGovern, What We're Going to Do. Brand new music on 89.7 FM.
Pull the blinds close. We don't need no light, no. It's the sun, lose our senses to guide us. Fingertips less, second time a charm, no. Body's moving, dancing in the way that you touch me. It's got me feeling something else.
girls, the moment our lips meet. No stopping us now. Do I want it beside me? I say I feel it, so do you. Undercover's me and you making love. Do I want it beside me? I say I feel it, so do you. Undercover's me and you making love. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do. Pull you closer, still you don't show it. You've been asking, doesn't mean that that's my task yet. We're in a trance where the minutes don't exist. Another hour passed. This is a game and you're the chess pieces. I'm knocking them down. I'm the king and you're the queen. Whose turn is it now? Do I want it? Yes, I do. I say I feel it, so do you. Undercover's me and you making love. Do I want it? Yes, I do. I say I feel it, so do you. Undercover's me and you making love. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do. You don't have to say what's on your mind. I won't be saying what's on my mind. Actions speak louder than words. So that's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do. Do I want it? Yes, I do. I say I feel it, so do you. Undercover's me and you making love. Do I want it? Yes, I do. I say I feel it, so do you. Undercover's me and you making love. That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Are you part of a community group searching for new members or looking to promote your upcoming event? Head to the City of Wanneroo's community directory and register your group today. The online directory can be found at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/community directory.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
You're at work in the crane moving large chunks of concrete. Your boss is trying to tell you something, but you just can't hear him. It's hard sometimes trying to get your message across when there's too much noise.
Community radio is different.
Sponsorship of community radio not only gets your product or service out there to the local community, it also supports a vital local voice for many. Plus, it's very cost effective. For details on sponsorship with 89.7 FM, contact the station on...
Thank you.
If there's a more beautiful voice out there, I don't know where it is. That was Enya with Only Time, a song requested by a mysterious listener by the name of A, just the letter A, who sent us an email on the website or sent us a message on the website. So you can do that as well. I always talk about the text line, 0418 897 897. But you can also head to the website, 897fm.com.au, and click on the links to send a message directly into the studio. And that's how we got Enya's Only Time. Thank you very much, A. I appreciate you listening, and please keep listening. We love it. Anyway, before Enya, you heard Sam McGovern, local Perth legend in the making, with his latest track, What We're Gonna Do. We've only got two songs left. I'm so sad to say. It's been excellent. Well, I've had a lot of fun. I shouldn't really rate my own show. That'd be a bit weird. But I've had an excellent time this evening on Back in the Day on 89.7 FM. We've got a group coming up. Now, I don't know much about music. I say it just about every week, if not every day of my life. But Fairport Convention, I've never really heard of. But when I was doing a bit of research for the secret theme, Time, they came up. Apparently, Fairport Convention, they're an English folk rock band formed in 1967 by guitarists Richard Thompson and Simon Nicol. Anyhow, they started out influenced by American folk rock with a setlist dominated by Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell songs and a sound that earned them the nickname the British Jefferson Airplane. Piqued my interest because I know you're a big Jefferson Airplane fan.
I am. Thank you.
Anyway, so yeah, they started steering the group towards traditional British music, yada, yada, yada. And at some point, they released a song called Who Knows Where the Time Goes. And it's an interesting song.
I'm excited to hear it.
I look forward to your reaction.
I can tell you that I do not know the answer to that question. I have no idea where the time goes.
Anyway, so here is Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Following this is going to be Muse. Now, I don't think we're going to run out of time, but the song by Muse is called Time Is Running Out.
I mean, to be fair, time is running out for the show.
And that's right, time is running out for the show, but I don't know if that song will coincide with our time running out. So if it does run out, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week from 8 p.m. for more Back in the Day. The Colonel, Tom Parker, is up next with New York Jazz, some of the finest jazz music around. Stay tuned. And don't forget to listen tomorrow. Absolute brilliant day of radio on Mondays on 89.7 FM, including from 8 p.m. Shredheads. If you like your music heavy.
Which I do.
And who doesn't? Give Chris Martin a listen. Shredheads. It's absolutely brilliant every single week. Here's Fairport Convention with Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Something new for, I think, everyone at 89.7 FM.
Sky. All the birds are leaving, but how can they know?
deserted shore. Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go.
This is 89.7 FM.